Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the third hour, Jesse Benton, the communications director for the Ron Paul presidential campaign, will be joining us coming up in the third hour. Luke Radowski is going to be with us for a full hour to talk about the huge events coming up in just 1 week. They kick off next Friday in New York, leading in to the sixth anniversary of the government-sponsored terror attacks, the inside job event meant to launch World War III and the death of the U.S. Republic and the birth of the true first world government. We are literally on the verge of world government being fully established. I've got a mainstream news article today where a man told his neighbors he thought there might be a global financial collapse, so they called the BATF on him. And he had a couple guns, no criminal record. And so now they don't just call a couple guns an arsenal. They call a couple thousand rounds a stockpile. All gun owners should know this, that Bush doubled the amount of agents in the BATF in the last 6 years. He more than tripled their funding, and they are shutting down gun shops. They are shutting down importation. They are raiding houses. Even Bob Barr, NRA board member, last year on this show, former congressman, told you Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. It is just an attack on the Second Amendment like we've never seen. And frankly, it's scary to me because, I mean, I've been having people give me guns and buying a gun every year or so since I was about 15. And I've probably got 15, 20 guns and a lot of ammo. Most, you know, they're collector's items. They go up in value. People got to be careful. You know, I'm a collector. And now, there's no law against having a lot of guns, but they don't care. They arrested him, and they're saying he's mentally ill and believes in a global government. They say that is mental illness, and he has been taken to jail. Mainstream news. And I've got major law enforcement publications going back 6-7 years saying, if you see somebody with an anti-UN sticker saying, get us out of the UN, go ahead and arrest them. And it says police chiefs go. That was Law Enforcement Magazine. It's out of Dallas. I'll never forget. It was a 2000 issue. It was in 2000. I made a big deal of that on air because it just said, if they've got a anti-UN sticker, go ahead and take them in. I mean, this is how far we've fallen. And you can see that type of brainwashing in action in Road to Tyranny. Pull over a naval veteran, no criminal record, going into town to buy canning supplies from her farm. She comes to a checkpoint. They want to search her and see her ID. And she says, you have no right to that. This is not due process. They jerk her out. She doesn't resist. They charge her with resisting. And then they talk about how they're going to frame her on video from her squad car. You can watch them. Just no, she's not even human to them, folks. She might as well be a bug they're stepping on. They don't care about trying to ruin her life. They feel good. And they say, this may be illegal. She's got a pocket constitution. Is that illegal? And he says, I don't know. She may be allowed to have that. May be allowed to have. May be allowed to have a pocket constitution. May be allowed to have an Alex Jones video. And Kelly Rushing arrested for giving out Ron Paul videos. And I see these cases every couple days now. Oh, you got a Ron Paul sign on your car. We're going to go ahead and take you in. Oh, you got an upside-down flag on your house. We're going to go ahead and take you in. You got an impeached Bush sign out. We'll go ahead and take you in. Go ahead and take you on in. Just one step away from you're going to a federal relocation center, and you'll be relocated from there. We're keeping the country safe after the terrorist hit Chicago. Yeah, the terrorist hit us, and we tried to protect you, but all you libertarians and people kept us from keeping you safe by taking all your rights. So guess what happened? The terrorist hit again, conveniently for us, and we're going to take over now. How's that sound? We'll be right back to get into all of it. Stay with me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Under gun laws they're trying to pass right now, any misdemeanor, any post-traumatic stress that they claimed you had when you were in the military in 1991 or 2006, 1969, it doesn't matter. No more Second Amendment. If any nurse or doctor, they're having the states pass this, ever says you shouldn't be able to have a gun, that's it. No judge, no jury, it's over. It's like the IRS takes your house with no judge or jury. See, it's going to be all bureaucracies. And the new ruling class is just anybody who can get a badge and a gun, and then they just, as long as they pay their tribute to the big central banks and the global government, they can literally, that's like the Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago, New London Kelo. They said if private interests want to come in and lobby government to take your private property, they can do it. And by the way, there doesn't even have to be just compensation. Go read the ruling. And coast to coast, they are just taking people's property. They're saying, I don't care if you're 300 acres right outside the city's appraised at $15 million or $65 million, different cases we've covered. We got men that got guns. You're going off the property, and if you don't, we're going to come out here and we're going to kill you. Now, you got that. Good. And by the way, don't think the general public, you can whine and cry to them. They don't know where the U.S. is on a map. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know the three branches of government. They don't know that cops in black masks countries are in trouble when people start dressing like that. They don't know nothing, and we're taking your land, alrighty? Alright, good. And your kids are going to use the narcotics we push on the street, and when they use them, we're going to put them in a big private prison building widgets for the drug cartels, who actually own the big banks that literally launder the money. It's a beautiful system, slaves, and you're going to learn to love it! That's just the way it is, baby. Or we could get angry and learn where the U.S. is on the map again, learn about the three branches of government, read the Declaration of Independence, read. That would mean that you'd have less TV time or less acting cool time at the bar. But it might actually mean that you control your own destiny and are involved in history. This is why I'm so mad. You know what? I'm going to have control. I'm just going to read the headlines. I always get through four or five, then I stop on one for an hour and the show's over. South Bend resident raided by ATF had ammunition stockpile. Oh, they're calling now over 1,000 rounds of stockpile. Redacted stuns Venice. Reuters, a new film about real-life rape and killing of a 14-year-old Iraqi girl by U.S. soldiers who also murdered her family, stunned the Venice Festival. While shocking images left some viewers in tears, this is AFP. Marine tells of order to execute a Ditha woman and children. There's a bunch of other news, and they found little kids that saw people getting killed. They just line them up, walk right up to five-year-olds, and just boom, head goes right off. How many trips have I interviewed who've seen that type of thing go on? And they're ordered. They get the order. Kill everybody. Remember Private Gruckheimer? Remember him in the Ithaca Journal, 2002, and he came back, a big hero in the newspaper. He got highly decorated. He said, yeah, we go into whole villages and we just kill everyone, men, women, children. And then Fox News, a few days later, had a clarification. And they had the Pentagon brass on. They said, well, in certain areas, we do kill everyone. We go in and on foot and kill everyone. That was kind of like the clarification from Pat Robertson back in 2000 when he said, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion. They need more aggressive family planning. I got on air and got criticized for criticizing him. I was no longer a Christian because I wasn't literally for abortion. I'm not kidding. And then he came out and clarified and said, well, yeah, they're overpopulated. And oh, well, that must be okay then. As long as you're killing yellow babies, brown babies, it's all right. Just don't kill our little white babies. Hey, fools, if they can kill black babies and brown babies, your white babies aren't safe. Did you ever figure that out? What goes around comes around. What you do to somebody else ends up happening to you or somebody you love. That's how it works, you fools. You can't escape the law of the universe. Don't you understand that? Don't you bad cops understand that? Don't you dumb bureaucrats know that? And you know in your gut what I'm saying is true. South Bend resident raided by ATF had ammunition stockpiles. See, I already digressed on that first one. Redacted stuns Venice. Marine tells of order to execute Aditha women and children. French troops raped girls during Rwanda genocide. This is just all the stuff coming out. They were running the op. What do you mean, AP? China says one-child policy helps protect climate. Reuters. Remember, and it's in Endgame. Remember a few months ago, the environmental groups came out and said, we want to have a tax on having more than one or two children? The actual group said one. The news said they said two, but we had them on. That's why you'll be watching Endgame, and the headline says more than two children, but the actual group says one. So I know I'll get emails when Endgame comes up. Well, you just said one child, but the article says two children. Well, we went off what the group actually said. But all these groups are saying this. You see, that's how it started in China in the mid-70s, was as a tax on more than one child. Then it became mandatory in 80. And so they're saying that. They plan to implement this here, by the way. Only 10 minutes on a mobile phone could trigger cancer, scientists believe, in a major study, Daily Mail. Oh, yeah, we're already cooked, folks. Just enjoy. Exclusive secret TxDOT plan to toll existing interstates. WOAI TV, I've got to hand it to them, it's Clear Channel, getting something right. Surprisingly, WAI-TV, I'm not defending Clear Channel. They got a lot of horrible shows, but they got some good ones. And WAI-TV keeps reporting on, hey, the average foster child in Texas is on four drugs. 30-something percent are on seven or more, and some are on 18 or more. You know, they're reporting on that. They're reporting on a lot of true stuff. We already knew this and actually broke this months ago, and well, years ago, but we broke it months ago. But they're finally on it, so that's a big TV out of San Antonio. Good job. They're claiming that the Bin Laden trades have been dispelled. We'll tell you what's going on with that, but they admit it's record put options. So we're going to go over some of that news. But let me first get into the BATF news. Where is that? It was right here in front of me. That is the problem, folks. I have no exaggeration. Probably have 100-plus articles. Probably more. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Oh, another stack. Oh, that's tasering a baby. No, that's... Oh, chemtrails. Oh, well. Okay, here it is. Again, I can speak for 3 hours on this, and I have over 100 articles. South Bend resident raided by ATF had ammunition stockpile, feds say. And it goes on to say that right here, investigators believe the man thought the global economy was on the verge of collapse that would result in a widespread violence, the affidavit says, so they moved in to arrest him. The former head of the Treasury said that last week. Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner, said that here about 8 months ago. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the founder of Reaganomics, he said it yesterday. Ron Paul, presidential candidate, been in Congress 20 years off and on, says it every topic. I mean, Paul Volcker, former chairman, Federal Reserve, says it. Alan Greenspan says it. You say it around yuppies, folks, who can't find America on a map. They will send the BATF to your house, and it's over. You thought having two guns quietly in your closet was going to keep you safe. And you could just have ammo for them. Now they call ammo. And I've seen the BATF guidelines, more than 1,000 rounds. They call it a stockpile. My goodness, I mean, I've got those kegs of those little barrels. I bought them years ago for 22, where it's like 1,000 rounds in it. It's over, folks. I saw something on special. It's over. I've got 22 rounds. I'm a criminal. I'm not a Los Zetas paramilitary gang taking over and killing police in El Paso last week. So, or was it last month? I'm not good. See, if I was Los Zetas or an illegal alien running around, coughing TB everywhere, I'd be okay. Or if I was a criminal running the government, it'd be all right. Or a dirty cop. Or some police chief raping his officers in one of these Larry Craig rings that run everything. I'd be okay, but I'm not. I've got a few guns, and I've got some ammunition. And by the way, they've all gone up in value. They're in two gun safes, but doesn't matter. If they want to just say, hey, you're not allowed to have guns, and there's no law, but we just say it. We got machine guns. And I've been around BATF people at the gun show. I've met them in person. And let me just tell you, man, I mean, it is the few times in my life when I was around gangsters or criminals, it's the same look, the same act, the same thing. And I'm telling you, folks, if we don't come around and realize the country is shot, we're not going to get it back. If we can't admit how far down the rat hole we've gone, we're never getting it back, okay? I mean, it's bad. South Bend resident raided by ATF had ammunition stockpile, feds say. Tribune. South Bend Tribune reports this. Police said federal agents who searched a South 28th Street home on Wednesday were looking for ammunition. Oh, my gosh. Court documents revealed. A federal affidavit unsealed today indicates that yesterday's search and arrest came after months of long investigation of a man who authorities believe is delusional and has long been stockpiling ammunition. See, they don't just take your... I mean, they call five guns an arsenal now. I mean, if you're living out in some farmhouse where five generations have lived, there's probably a gun case in every room, and great-grandpappies is in there. They'll come in, they'll take black powder guns. You got a problem, they'll just take the gun and just go, bam, right in your face, and just, they got shaved heads, devil tats all over them. We're killing the country.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Welcome back. South Bend resident raided by ATF had ammunition stockpile. They said they'd done a long investigation, believed he was delusional, and believed that the global economy was on the verge of collapse. Well, I mean, there's all these federal documents. You're building FEMA camps. You say that's why you're gearing up. Maybe they'll start arresting you if you know where the U.S. is on a map. I mean, that's basically what it is today. If you bring up anything about... I mean, that's what they're doing. You start bringing up any type of corruption, any type of problem, and they just say, doesn't exist. You go, hey, landlord, I think you've raised my rent. Oh, that's a conspiracy. Well, it says $100 more here. Oh, it doesn't exist. You're delusional. I mean, that's basically what it's going to become, where you just say, you know, I broke my leg, and you come in, your leg's broken. You come into a hospital, and they don't want to give you treatment. They just say, it's a conspiracy. Your leg's not broken. I mean, that's the level of weirdness. I mean, I'm not kidding. We have newscasts lately where they're saying lead in paint is good. Poison in food is good for the economy. We need to keep the poison in. Don't take it out. Mercury's good for your brain. Just mindlessness. And I keep hammering on that because it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And there are a lot of criminals, a lot of abusers, a lot of bullies. And smart ones go, and they get badges and guns, folks. And let me tell you see a big group, and every one of them had little devil goatees, shaved heads. One time when I had a little run-in with a BATF at a gun show, because I was just watching what they were doing to people. And then one other time I had some of them smarting off at me at the gym. I saw one of them back in the locker room with his ATF badge around his neck, and he was real upset. Then I knew what it was. But I could tell what they were, saying little smart comments, a couple of them working out at the gym, and then having to be back there. One of them was putting his badge around his neck, getting dressed. He goes, you're not supposed to see that. I'm, oh, God, mighty, oh, man. Look, you got a shaved head with a goatee and devil tattoos. You're a fed. I mean, that's what you all look like now. You're listening right now, aren't you? You're like, well, I guess we do all have shaved heads, devil goatees, and devil tattoos. Because we're the good guys. We're the Jack Bowers taking people's guns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You work for criminals. You were founded to go after poor Southerners who were making their own whiskey and not paying federal and state taxes. And you've been corrupt since day one, getting paid off. And you got even more corrupt during the Great Depression. And you got, well, corrupt before that during Prohibition. And you've always been crooks. You're regulators. That's your name. And you come from a long line of scum. And I mean, I've seen video of a gun shop owner, what was it, in Tucson? And he happened to have a hidden camera and a VCR on 24-hour record up in the wall, so it got all the audio and the video. And they come in, and they're throwing all his guns in trash cans and taking the ones they want and laughing and making jokes and about how they're going to keep this one, how they're going to sell that one. And, of course, it was because they passed a law in the town outside where he was actually outside the town, wasn't even under the law, but they didn't care. They got machine guns, you don't. They can use them and get away with it. And they're just bragging about it and how one day after the new law about some fine or fee he had to pay for, quote, being a pawn shop, he wasn't a pawn shop. The place had been there more than 20 years. I remember interviewing him. And they just came in and threw the guns in there and stole the rest. But then I'll never forget the footage that was on Discovery Channel inside the LAPD. I've only told this story once or twice years ago. I want to bring this story back up when we get back. I mean, the humiliation of this dead veteran. They made fun of his dead body. It was a celebration. I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'll tell you the story about the inside the LAPD. We got the tape of it somewhere around here. Probably about 7 years ago, I saw it. I talked about it for weeks. Haven't talked about it, though, in years. So I'll tell you that story. I'll get into all the other news. And we've got Luke Radowski coming up. Then Jesse Benton, Ron Paul campaign. In the last 30 minutes, new developments, new SPP documents, new info. Jerome Corsi, he's on every week because he's got so much information. He's out there actively fighting the globalists, and it's finally starting to come out in Texas news, much of what he and I and many others have been exposing. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you about a great sponsor of the show. If you listen to 1330 AM in Austin, or you listen on 100.1 or 90.1, or you listen on KLBJ 590, or you're coming through Austin, you ought to go downtown to the drag, the main drag by UT off Guadalupe. Right there at the end of the drag, on the south side of it, on the west side, right where Martin Luther King and Guadalupe hit, is Brave New Books. And their website's bravenewbookstore.com. It's just great meetings there, three or four nights a week, free screenings of videos, speakers, authors. It's a happening place. Big video and bookstore. Great folks. And they're also an online video and bookstore. They got all of my videos. They got everybody else's videos. Basically everything I've ever seen under the sun. It is quite a place, bravenewbookstore.com, link up on prisonplanet.com or 866-516-6623, 866-516-6623, bravenewbookstore.com. Some title or something you're looking for?
Well, they're there, ladies and gentlemen, and they're fabulous folks. Also, another plug for locals. Coming up next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to have showings of Endgame. Never before seen. It won't be out until October on DVD, mid-October, at the earliest. So it is, you can see it next month, which is tomorrow. Coming up, we'll already be in September tomorrow, hard to believe. Hard to believe, already in the ninth month tomorrow. But next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, there's a doubleheader Monday. You will see Terror Storm Final Cut is going to play after Endgame. So it's going to go to about 7 to midnight. But I'll give a little speech beforehand, take questions after, and then we'll play Terror Storm. But then the other nights it'll just be a 7 to 9:30 engagement, show the two-hour film, a little over 2 hours, and give a little speech at the first and take questions at the end. So I hope to see you there next week. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. You can link through at InfoWars.com to the subpage, the Alamo Draft House. They got food, drinks, chocolate malts, hamburgers. They got everything there. It's really nice. Those of you that have been there know that. But it's almost sold out for Tuesday night. I think Wednesday's almost sold out. Thursday's still got quite a few tickets, but they always sell out. So I hope to see you there next week. Get your tickets now. You can also buy them at the door right now. And a little trick, they hold 20 tickets back for each showing. They sell 200-something tickets, and then it's just got tables in there, so it's a big theater, but not that many people can get in. When they sell about 200-something tickets, then they hold 20 back. You can usually get the hour before, but I wouldn't count on that. And, of course, you can get Terror Storm Final Cut at InfoWars.com on our video and bookstore there online, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, there's also a members forum there with your membership. Hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of special reports, all 16 of my films. Endgame will be up there. By the way, to answer that question, yes, all my films are available on PrisonPlanet.tv. Loose Change Final Cut will not be because I'm just an executive producer, so we're going to do that through a website we're going to build, and so are the Loose Change guys, but that's separate from PrisonPlanet.tv because that's not my film. I'm just an executive producer. Endgame will be, Endgame will be up there by October 15th, weeks before it's available on DVD. It will be available up on PrisonPlanet.tv. But we've just contracted for a content distribution network of servers to put it out in the highest quality and not have problems when a bunch of you hit it. So what we're going to have is, it's going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv, but also alternately, you can go sign up for a month on the Endgame website we're building. This will be available in a few weeks. And then you will be able to, for a month, see Endgame, download Endgame, stream Endgame, and see everything else for that month. It's like a trial membership. So you can also do it that way. But it'll be up there for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And that's what we're doing right now. And we got a great webmaster working on that. And it's really exciting. All right, I said I'd get to the story, and then I'll get to the news. This is when I actually began screaming and yelling and jumping up and stomping, and I don't normally do that. In person, I'm not. On air, I get fired up and angry, and I start thinking about this stuff, so I genuinely get mad. But I still only blow up here every few weeks. Well, in person, I rarely jump up and down and, you know, get angry. But I do a few times a year, and I was sitting there with my girlfriend, we weren't married yet, on the couch watching television, back when I watched TV. And I was watching Discovery Channel on the inside. They'll have inside a nuclear power plant, inside a submarine, inside an aircraft carrier, inside a lighthouse. You know, it's an interesting show. I don't know if it's still on. By the way, I was trying to find it a few months ago. If somebody's got that on tape, send it to me. It was inside the LAPD. So they pull up at this house, and it's all guilt by association. They're busting gangbangers 1 minute in one part of L.A., and another minute it's some drunk wino. And next minute, the last part of the show, I guess the last 20 minutes or so, it's a dead veteran. And they pull up at the house, and there's a Bronco. And it's a nice middle class, probably cost in 2000 or 99, I think it was shot, $300,000 in L.A. And there's a late model Bronco, or maybe it was a big Blazer, and it's got an NRA sticker on the back. And it's got a Veteran of Korea sticker and a World War II sticker. And so an old man had died, and the neighbors hadn't seen him in a month, and they'd reported a smell. And the cops actually show the NRA sticker and go, ooh, ooh. And they said, imagine, they go to your house, you're dead, you die in your easy chair, fall on the floor. That's what happened to him. And these are little gibbering, disrespectful, just shaved head scum cops, man. Same type, just scum of the earth, and they got a badge and gun, and they're bringing hell. And they put the camera on the NRA sticker. They go, ooh, NRA, look at this guy. Can you believe him? Oh, man, this guy's bad. I remember that. I was going, is this the Twilight Zone? And so they go into the house, and there's a couple papers on the floor, and it's a little dirty. Not even that bad. You can tell it was some old guy, you know, that had, it looked about like one of my bachelor pads when I was 18. And they show a few plates in the sink, and it's not really that dirty. And they go in and they make fun of his dead body on the floor. They talk about how he stinks. And the cops start getting the guns. M1 Grand. They start looking at his stuff. And you can see a folded triangular flag on the wall, you know, his stuff. And they're going, man, I like this. I'm going to keep this. You know, this guy shouldn't have been allowed to have all these guns, but surprisingly, people are. We don't like it, but man, I'm going to keep this one. Cops are so criminal now, and we see more and more examples of this, that they will actually talk about stealing on camera. There have been, you know, lately a few other examples of that. I'm trying to remember, what was the one last week that was really bad? And they just talk about what scum he is, and it's a dead veteran in his house. And I don't want to get calls from the cops or emails, you know, how dare you knock all the cops? Look, man, you can't go in some NRA member's house and make fun of his dead body. You need to go to prison. You're scum. I mean, what is your problem? I don't want to say what I really think about you. I mean, you're tyranny. You're the worst thing on earth. When people start acting like you, you're one inch away from the killing fields of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. God, last night I ran into on accident, working on the Endgame covers, it's got a skull on it. Cambodian massacre pictures taken by the Khmer Rouge, I'd never seen. There were hundreds of them. I mean, they were cutting little kids' heads off and laughing. It was in color. And then that sickening 70s type 35 millimeter gave it a nightmare look. They were shooting families. Man, there were just tens of thousands of skulls piled up, and there were these cops smiling on power trips, and they had the same look of our cops, and same look of BATF, and I was just, oh, man, not me. I am not going to lick your boots. I am not going down without a fight. You just need to be advised right now. I just can't believe how evil these people, and to know that our government, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, funded them and supported them and then wrote books about how our government backed the Khmer Rouge. I mean, those photos of them sawing some 12-year-old's head off, and they're sitting in this one shot, and it shows them holding the little head up, the adolescent head. I almost threw up. I feel like a cornered rat, man. And I know I saw a cop coming back from the beach last weekend. I went down to Texas Beach, changing a lady's tire, and I actually got a tear in my eye. And, you know, it was a nice cop, didn't look like a gang member, state police, got a good look at him. He was there changing some woman's tire. Thank God there's some decency left. I know there's good military. I know there's good police, but man, I've had too many run-ins with these. It could be a black cop, a Mexican cop, a white cop. They're all the same, and they look the same, they act the same. They're just bullies, and they think we're slaves, like we're all prisoners or something. And I don't know about you, but I didn't sign up to live my life as a prison inmate. and I don't commit any crimes. I don't deserve to be treated like this. And then I read stuff like this, and I have a whole stack. I've got 8 different stories today with news like this. Reuters, redacted, stuns Venice. I want to get the producer of this on. A new film about the real-life rape and killing of a 14-year-old Iraqi girl by U.S. soldiers who also murdered her family stunned the Venice Film Festival with shocking images that left some viewers in tears. Redacted by U.S. director Brian De Palma, who he shot on high def, by the way, is one of the latest 8 American films in the war, Iraq, due for release in the next few months, and the first of 2 movies on the conflict screening in Venice's main competition. Inspired by one of the most serious crimes committed by American soldiers in Iraq since the invasion, it is a harrowing and indictment of the conflict and spares the audience no brutality to get its message across. De Palma, 66, whose casualties of war in 89 told a similar tale of American soldiers in Vietnam, makes no secret of its goal he is hoping to achieve in the film's images, all based on real material he found. The movie is an attempt to bring the reality of what's happening to the Iraqi people, to the American people. Now, let's read Agency French Press today. It's also an AP. Marine tells of order to execute Haditha women and children. Remember Ollie North, the drug slinger, and all of them up there going, oh, let's not say they massacred. Let's let the investigation go forward, just like Pat Tillman, just like Jessica Lynch. It had leaked day one that their commanders just said, go in there and kill everybody. One little girl hid under things and told the story. And there's other cases here. A U.S. Marine was ordered to execute a room full of Iraqi women and children during an alleged massacre in Haditha that left 24 people dead, a military court heard Thursday. The testimony came in the opening of the preliminary hearing for Marine Sergeant Frank Wutrich, who faces 17 counts of murder. I want him executed. Over the Haditha killings, the most serious war crimes allegations faced by U.S. troops in Iraq. And if we don't execute every one of the people that pulled triggers in there with little crying kids up against a wall, it's on us and it's on this country's name. We've got to start bringing war criminals to justice. Woodridge, dressed in desert khaki, spoke confidently to confirm his name as the hearing to decide if he faces a court-martial began at the Marine Camp Pendleton Base in Southern California. Oh, yeah, he's a big hero. Good job! Because let me tell you, they used to do chants about killing commies for mommy. Now, and it's been in the news, I ought to dig up that exact chant. It was in Counterpunch and came out in a few mainstream papers because they give the chants publicly about, it's like, bring the school children out of the cafeteria, let the little bastards gather around, throw the candy on the ground, mow the little bastards down. They do chants about killing kids. Yeah, that's what real men do. The 27-year-old listened intently as Lance Corporal Humberto Mendoza recounted how Marines had responded after a roadside bomb on their convoy in Haditha on November 19, 2005, left one comrade dead. Mendoza said Marines under Wutrich's command began clearing nearby houses suspected of containing insurgents responsible for the bombing. At one house, Wutrich gave an order to shoot on sight as Marines waited for a response from knocking the door, said Mendoza. He just said, wait till they open the door, then shoot. Mendoza then said he shot and killed an adult male who appeared in a doorway. During a subsequent search of the house, Mendoza said he received an order from another Marine, Lance Corporal Stephen Tatum, to shoot 7 women and children he had found in a rear bedroom. Oh, yeah. Let me look, buddy, you better not ever have kids, because let me tell you, God is going to have his way with them. That's how God punishes you, by the way, and I've just studied history. It happens. You go around killing innocent kids, you just better go throw yourself off a cliff. That's the best thing for you to do, just like Judas. Just go. That's the best thing for you. Okay? That's the best thing for you. Killing little girls and little boys isn't tough. Okay? It isn't tough. Oh. When I opened the door, there was just women and kids. 2 adults were lying down on the bed. And there were three children on a bed. Two more were behind the bed, Mendoza said. I looked at them for a few seconds just enough to know they were not presenting a threat. They looked scared. You bet they were. After leaving the room, Mendoza told Tatum he had found them. I told him there were women and kids in there. He said, well, shoot them. Mendoza told prosecutor Lieutenant Colonel Sean Sullivan. And what did you say to him, Sullivan asked. I said, but they're just women and children. He didn't say nothing. Mendoza said he returned to the position, the front of the house, and heard a door open behind him, followed by a loud noise, returning later that afternoon to conduct body retrieval. Mendoza said he found a room full of corpses. Yep. Let me tell you something. The Germans were very upright Christian people before World War II. And if you don't think our troops won't follow orders to blow your head off, you got nothing coming.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Been just like Tony Montana and Scarface. Somebody would have ordered me to kill women and children. You just don't do it. It's even one thing to be a mercenary and go out and fight other soldiers, but you start killing kids on purpose. It's the ultimate sin. And over again, we've gotten the rules of engagement. Remember, Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Journal saying we go into villages
where they haven't surrendered or where we believe they're hostiles and we kill every man, woman, and child. And the Pentagon came out and said, yeah, we do that. See, in 2002, they just staged their terror attacks. And they thought that you would buy it. That's when Rumsfeld get on TV and admit they were torturing people. Remember all that? And then say once they got caught and people didn't like it, okay, we're not doing that. No, no, no. You know, drowning people isn't torturing them. And they play that little mental word game. And all these globalists, they love their lives so much. Their lives are so important. But they want to tell us that other people's lives don't matter. I remember in Rwanda, they took 800,000 Tutsis, Christians, and they put them in UN camps, and then with the Hutus, they came in with them, and the UN would block the roads and shoot anybody trying to leave, and they killed 800,000. It's more like 1.2 mil, but the conservative number, we go with that. Like in Endgame, which we get into the mass murder operations of the globalists, we go with 800,000. You can find mainline numbers of 1.5 million, really, but... You know, like Mao, they say he really killed about 75 mil, but we say 60 mil. You know, Hitler, total, 20 million Germans died, tens of millions of Europeans, Poles, Jews died, 400,000 Americans died, 5 million Russians died. I mean, you just can't add it all up. The point is well, so we're conservative, we say 20 million died in World War II. Everybody knows 40-something mil died, but, you know, we just try to downplay it here, being conservative about it. But we've got the photos of them burning children over fires in Africa, Dutch UN troops, and the French doing it, and they'd like to beat little kids to death with billy clubs after they rape them. New American carried all those photos. They were too graphic for me to put in Road to Tyranny. Not Road to Tyranny. America Destroyed by Design spends 5 minutes on it. I just didn't put them in there. But French, this looks back in the news today, August 31st. French troops, London Independent, boy, they're breaking this. Raped girls during Rwandan genocide. Well, of course they did. French soldiers stationed in Rwanda during the genocide of 94 have been accused of widespread rape by Rwandan commission investigating France's role during the conflict. The commission, which is due to publish its final report in October, will also provide fresh evidence that French soldiers trained in the Interahamwe, the extremist Hutu militia responsible for most of the killing, even provided them with the weapons. Well, we already know that. Made a film about it in 97. There it is. Training them. What do you mean? There's photos and video. The UN would herd them in and say, okay, we're going to keep you safe. They herded them in, and then they killed them. And when the Hutus would run out of bullets, they'd go in with machetes, those big, straight-front machetes. I got that in Endgame. I got a little picture of a black boy who got hacked. His family all was killed, but hacked into the brain, but he was so little. He was a baby at the time that he lived, but his head's all sunk in from the hack. It just shows the incredible resilience of humanity. Let me tell you, Dutch Royal Shell got that oil, and they got those diamonds. See, the Christians, it brought stability, and the blacks didn't kill each other for 200 years, so they developed a lot of wealth there. Because the Christian system does that, if you actually follow it, the Levitical law. And the UN came in and said, you know what, you black Christians that are rich? You're going to die.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.